Hello. It's 2:54. This remains the ticket. Fowler Toyota and Miracle Mortgage combined to bring you a little Why Today Doesn't Suck. And here, ready to bring you the rest of the action on our final day of noon to 3. Tomorrow we start noon to 4 because our good friends the Hardline emerge on their vacation routes tomorrow. Here's Dan McDowell.
Great, from the state of Cleveland, Ohio.
Dan McDowell.
All those drops will be purged by the time the Hardline gets back. And where is the Hardline? They're not sitting in front of us.
We are at Dave and Buster's in Frisco.
Nice.
Hey, before we get going, can I get a gay, not gay ruling from you guys?
All right.
What about a guy wearing an ankle bracelet?
I can't think of an occasion where it would be not gay.
Dan?
I'm on board with Bob on this one. I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah, walking in the parking lot, I saw a guy that had one on.
What would be the occasion to wear one?
Don't know. I mean, I didn't stop to ask him. I just thought, wow, that guy's got on an ankle bracelet.
By the way, I'm gay.
It's not uncommon, but it's not real common.
White seashell ankle thing.
No, this was just a little, like, chain-like deal. And, I mean, he didn't look gay at all. Looked like a normal guy.
I'll tell you.
But he's acting gay.
It was still incredibly shocking. Must have been I was kind of staring off into outer space,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Then I noticed that for some reason my eyes have attached to a small of the back tattoo on a dude.
Hey now.
And I just don't know an occasion in which a dude should have a small of the back tattoo.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Did you feel a stirring? Were you worried about yourself?
Did it move?
Oh. I feel like I was fine with everything, so. It's good times.
I got to tell you, I kind of like that ankle. I'm thinking about going with one. May get me one on my vacation.
You're already on vacation. I could tell by
where's Reiner?
Your outfit today.
Is Reiner
right
playing,
here.
Playing whack-a-mole?
No, he's right here.
Yeah, I'm playing Giacomo. Whack-a-mole.
Playing Giacomo.
Giacomo.
It's an odd game.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Always get your Speedo one size too small.
I think those are words to live by.
But
Norm.
It'll reveal the ridge.
Okay, right.
The Reiner Ridge.
Paint.
Well,
back
today,
to you, Dan.
Oh, today
yeah.
Is
Dan,
Wednesday.
Back to you, Dan. Mom, you're driving the segment. Let's go.
Today is Wednesday, July 13th.
Are you going on the sabbatical, Danny?
For the whole time?
194th day of the year. There are 171 left.
Are we going to be able to order you around for the next 2 weeks? Do you want me to come up here? I don't know. Are you on vacation or aren't you? The whole time?
Me and Mike are going on vacation together.
That's odd.
On this day in 1967...
Yeah, we're going to go chasing the dead, man.
Race-related rioting that claimed 27 lives broke out in Newark, New Jersey.
All I want to do is race, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Fredo, come in here. We need you.
Great point.
You don't need me.
We do.
We need you.
On this day in 1985, Live Aid, an international rock concert in London, Philadelphia, Moscow, and Sydney took place to raise money for starving people.
People of Sudami.
In Africa. Tom?
African.
Are you kind of going long sleeves today, Fredo?
Yeah, I need to do some laundry. I'm covering up the track marks.
Yeah, I'm more or less. Caught me.
It's pretty hot out today, you know.
Yeah, I'm in. No, I'm not out.
All right.
You know, anybody you see wearing long sleeves at this time of the year, there's no question that that's what they're doing.
They're rolled up, though, Rhines.
How far?
Just to the elbow.
Just under the track marks.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Dan.
I'm it. Yes?
What's up?
Danny? Huh. Nothing? How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, Norm?
One pill makes you larger.
One pill makes you small.
Isn't it fun to be able to laugh a little bit?
Oh, it is, Norm. It really is.
Rito. Rito.
Yes, Norm.
I love you.
I know.
Let's not burn it out today, Groups.
Look at the sky, Frito.
Frito.
Yes, Norm.
You ever have any feelings for me?
No, I don't.
Hey, Frito.
Hey, Rhines.
You ever have any feelings for me?
All the time.
Give me death.
Has Norm ever told you he appreciates you?
Yes.
Appreciate you, pal.
You know the conversation that Norm had with Groobs on the deathbed, the Groobs' voicemail? Remember when Norm had the surgery and he was almost dying?
Yeah, the Groobs turned over to everybody.
Well, how uncomfortable was I? Because I had that same exact conversation, except I actually answered the phone.
Well, let's hear that.
Let's hear it.
Voicemail just to reset.
I think it's gotten deleted at some point.
What? Come on. Find it. Find it harder.
Okay.
Look at the sky, Frito.
Triple find it.
Was Groobs, I can't believe that you did that. Turn that over.
I'm not a good person.
Hey, Ron, there's Brett Favre up there. And that was recorded yesterday.
Oh.
Frito.
I understand Brett Favre was doing quite a bit of media yesterday.
We were duped.
Frito.
We don't deny it.
He also he judged an ice cream contest yesterday in New York. Did you know that, Ryan?
Frito.
Did he?
Yeah. That must have been right before his terrible family emergency.
And you know what?
Frito.
I heard he fought through that family emergency to judge the ice cream contest. He's a competitor.
I heard Efren Herrera never played for the Cowboys, too.
Ooh.
Frito.
Now, where'd that come from?
Frodo.
Thought we were all having a good time
Frito.
Here.
We are. Just something I heard, that's all.
And you got a stop on my head the day before you leave for...
Which head?
Nope.
Oh, dear.
He only has one.
The sheathed or the unsheathed?
Ooh, back off. Ooh, let him go. Let him go.
Jeez, what did I do?
Bob doesn't have to worry about the ridge.
Let him go.
That's right. You don't have to worry about the ridge.
Let him go.
It's not a player for you, is it?
Call Bob Rocket.
Hey, Bob.
Whatever.
We're going tomorrow.
You'll miss this next week.
Hey, Rob.
Okay.
Frito. Frito.
Yes, Norm.
Whose phone is ringing?
I appreciate you.
Is someone's phone ringing?
Hey, line four guy.
Yeah, Mike.
Gay, kind of hard to say.
Hell yeah.
Not gay.
Only if he's unsheathed.
On this day in 1972, NFL owners swapped teams.
My wife swapped. Hey, what are you talking about?
The Colts for the Rams, right? Reiner?
Yes, it's the way it played out.
All right. Thank you for confirmation. Today's birthdays include...
That's right. Carol Rosenblum got the Rams.
Do you do circumcisions, too?
Today's birthdays include Jack Kemp is 70.
Former AFL great.
That's right. That's a former San Diego Charger, Buffalo Bill, AFL title-winning quarterback there.
Father of Sean Kemp.
I can throw football over the mountains.
And vice presidential candidate, right?
Hey, is, Brett Favre's doing a long interview, Ryan.
Well.
Hey, Danny, are you back there?
Hey, Greg.
I've got it on vibrate, okay?
I heard he was doing a lot of media yesterday.
Oh, jeez. You know, I heard he was not doing selected media.
Did Efren Herrera ever play for the Cowboys?
Man, I don't know. Let's ask the guy in the next cubicle.
I am Sports Stern.
They clearly have you in the crosshairs today.
I don't know what I did.
Not some dude
I don't know.
Next cubicle over.
It's just an odd occasion. Hey, now.
Go ahead, whip out the rocket on him.
Hey, now.
Anthony Spud Webb is 42.
I believe he's from Wilmer Hutchins, isn't he?
Certainly is.
He won the dunk contest in 1986.
Cost somebody a Hitler mustache.
Cheech is 59.
He hates Gordon.
Where's Corby?
Well, he does hate
Gordon. Not funny.
Taking a shower.
Corby takes day off as a national holiday.
Does he hate Gordon?
Oh, yes.
So Cheech?
Yeah, why?
What'd he do?
And they had him on the morning show once, and Gordon just completely derailed the whole
thing.
Well, that's because Gordon tried to be funnier than him.
Gordon was concerned that he wasn't the center of attention for a few moments.
Well, we can't have that, can we?
Took Cheech on, and...
No.
Now, is Cheech the one that got busted for selling bongs on the internet?
Yes.
Well, that was Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm positive it was one of them.
Not that I keep up on.
Who used to have a hot daughter.
Is Cheech the one that uses pot?
Why doesn't he have a hot daughter anymore?
Because she got old and ugly.
Who takes pot?
Who takes dope?
You know why they call it dope?
Only dopes use it.
That's right. That's what my grandma would tell me.
With dope, there's no hope.
Jack, be right.
Thank you, Norm.
She kind of called everything dope, though.
Why didn't you listen to your grandma?
Hope you drink.
I love
dope.
Doing dope.
Harrison Ford is 63.
The great.
Now, is he Han Solo, or is he Indiana Jones?
Or is he Jack Ryan?
That's a good question.
He was genius in all of them.
Or is he the hot rodder in American Graffiti?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Norm.
I want to make a statement here, and I'll take a couple of questions on subject.
Okay.
And sure. Here's the statement. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Nazi.
I don't hear an edit.
Louise Mandrell is 51.
Hot and still hot.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
How do you know? Have you seen her lately?
I saw her on the Country Music Channel about a couple months ago. And she is still hot.
Present day Louise Mandrell or old stuff?
No, present day. Because she was on there with her two sisters. Yeah, and Barbara Mandrell still hot, too. Well, Brett Favre is up there. He is still answering questions. Just question after
Let's
question.
Go around the room. Don't forget after her.
Mark Mendoza is 49.
Inventor of
Twisted
Mendoza
Sister?
Line.
That is right, Danny.
Mark the Animal Mendoza.
Did anybody see that new reality show, The Family, with Dee Snider?
Guess not.
I don't guess they did.
I saw the Hulk Hogan.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Huh?
Yeah, just thought I'd throw it out there.
I saw Lost.
Was that like Neil Heaton adding pitches to his repertoire?
Package that.
What, he thought it would
just kinda
generate a lot of talk?
Greg thought we could get a half hour out of that.
5:10.
Oh, no, that's it, I guess. Goodbye.
Our friend Herrera playing for the Cowboys
isn't
or
that
not?
Dan, isn't that what you said? Oh, no, that's all.
I thought that question was enough. That we would have talked quite a bit on that one topic. But
boy, and you thought that over?
I think I wrote it down.
You did?
Probably.
Neil.
All right, let's continue Phil Heath and Mel Hall show in living color. Good evening, fans. First of all, I'd like to wish Neil Heath a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. How old are you, Neil?
25.
25 years old. All right. Way to go. 25. Outstanding.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Second of all, I'd like to ask Neil Heaton if he's had any pitches to his repertoire, sir?
None at all. I'm just going to work with what I got.
Okay, and...
Nope, not at all. Gonna work with what I got.
Yes, I've added the fastball.
When you have the repertoire of Neil Heaton, then
there's nothing to add.
Why mess with it?
That bum you out, Dan?
I'm sure I had some listening meetings afterwards with Kat.
Did you get off the phone and just hang your head upside your head and go, man,
I had a chance to talk to Neil Heaton and Mel Hall, and I blew it.
So then my goal that day was to get a job where someday I could talk to Mel Hall.
Did that work out for you?
It did.
Score. Isn't Pete Franklin dead?
Someday Mel Hall will be telling you a long story in the parking garage, and you'll be trying to figure out a way to get to your car.
That never happened. Dr. Erno Rubik is 61.
Okay. Cube.
Inventor of the cube.
Someday Mel Hall will call you about Mavericks tickets, and you'll be rolling your eyes as your phone is ringing.
Which, by the way, the Rubik's Cube, we've got to give credit where it's due. I've never seen anybody that can solve it like Expo can. That dude could do it in less than a minute.
Expo.
He could. Remember that, Ryan, him solving that? It was unbelievable.
Expo.
I want to hear more about Dan and Mel Hall. About when Dan finally gets to hang out with one of his boyhood idols, and now all he can think of is, how can I get away from this guy?
How can I get home to play a little Grand Theft Auto?
Tetris.
That's just classic ticket shtick that you guys are trying to throw me under the bus.
I don't think so.
Anytime Mel Hall wants to call or hang out.
Anytime you need tickets.
Or tickets, I'll hang out with Mel Hall any day. I love Mel Hall. An all-time favorite of mine. I have his bat proudly displayed in my room.
Yeah, but, let's face it. I mean, he was nothing more than a spare.
Well, Mel, let me go to my big stack of tickets for tonight's Mavericks game.
I mean, Mel Hall was...
spare.
He was a spare player.
All right,
player.
Tyler. What? Tyler. No,
I don't think he ever hit 300 for a season.
Tyler.
Not far
for being a baby.
Wow, this it?
You let Bob get under your skin?
Wow. Okay, go ahead and rob the P1.
We don't even get any dads or anything like that?
We didn't get any spares.
310. 310 is 310.
Wow.
Hey, when my boss says get out by 310.
Hey, it's the last day of our vacation.
I say
Rito. It's a big meeting.
Norm.
Rito.
Yeah, Norm.
Give me a list of all the good teams in baseball.
Okay. When do you need that, Norm?
Our line's next. See you.